Glassmaking, one of the trademarks of the Czech Republic, is going through hard times. This autumn, the biggest Czech glassmaker, Bohemia Krystalex Trading, was forced to close down two of its four plants and sack nearly 2,000 employees in order to stay afloat. Does that mark the end of the country's long glassmaking tradition? And what will other producers do to avoid getting into a similar situation? Bohemia Krystalex Trading, a company producing 90% of Czech glass, currently owns nearly 3 billion crowns, or more than $170 million. The company's spokesman Karel Samec attributes its dire financial situation to a slump in interest and the strength of the crown hurting exports.
Tam je to způsobeno tím, že tyto firmy měly ve svém výrobním portfoliu především
výrobu. The two plants that were closed down produced mainly so-called lead glass, and the sales of this type of glass have been declining all over the world. For example, in the United States, which is the main market for this kind of glass, the yearly income from this product has fallen from 700 to 200 million crowns. Such a large sum is hard to substitute on a short-term basis.
200 milionů korun. A půlmiliardové tržby opravdu nejde nahradit ze dne na den.
The Bohemia Krystalex Glassworks was prepared to introduce an alternative production program. They planned to replace lead glass with a different material called crystallite, which had pretty much the same qualities but was much cheaper. However, a change in technology required initial investments. The company found itself deep in debt and, in view of the financial crisis, it couldn't deal with the situation. Karel Samec again.
Olovnaté sklo, to jsou hlavně všechny ozdobné předměty, vázy.
Lead glass is used mainly for producing ornamental objects such as vases, lamps or engraved glass. These are, of course, the first things people give up when they have to start saving. Ordinary drinking glass, laboratory glass and ovenware are still in demand. Of course, this line of production has been affected as well, but not so badly.
Částečně tam ten propad není tak hluboký.
While the future of Krystalex remains uncertain, another glassmaking company from Nový Bor seems to be doing just fine. Ajeto was established by the well-known designer Bořek Šípek and by his friend glassmaker Petr Novotný. One of their workshops is located just a few meters from the Krystalex headquarters. This is where I met Petr Novotný to ask him what he thought of the current situation in glassmaking. He told me that the crisis was something to be expected. Unlike Karel Samec, he blames mainly cheap exports from abroad.
In the communistic time, we were like China for West countries. We make good glass and we make very cheap. Now is the time we are so expensive like Germany and Italian. And this production is moved to the east. Ukraine, Russian, Romania, and now China. It's why the big companies have this problem.
Petr Novotný, who himself spent years as a teacher and glassmaker in Krystalex, believes that the era of mass glass production has come to an end. Where does he see the future of glassmaking?
You have to invest in small studios, special work. We have to make only special orders, 5 pieces, 1 piece, complicated, more expensive. This is a chance to survive with glass. This is only way. Have to be good, to cooperate with the good designers, or bad designers. It's interesting to make sometimes something strange, but the people, they have to buy this. And design is very important.
Another important thing, he says, is to invest in young people who will carry on the tradition.
It's very important to take these people when they are in the age 25, 28, and to make them masters. And after you can ask them to make very complicated pieces. Sure, they cannot make it. They need some time, but they grow up very quick, and after 2-3 years you can have good masters. It's also important for our young glassmakers to send them to another countries for 1-3 months experience. They are more happy home after. Because they can see it's not easy everywhere.
The trademark most people associate with Czech glass is Moser, arguably one of the most prestigious manufacturers of luxury glass in the world, and definitely one of the Czech Republic's finest brand names. Its flagship store is located on Příkopy Street, right in the center of Prague. This is where I met Josef Slunečko, the company's marketing director. He too agrees that the current crisis in the industry was something predictable.
I would say it's natural, because I have seen the same in 80s in Europe generally, in France, in Germany. Some companies died and some just were took over by investors. I expected the same trend will happen in Czech Republic, and I was not surprised that some porcelain companies and glassworks were closed during the last years. And finally this year, the biggest companies in this sector came nearly to bankruptcy.
Moser, just like Ayato Glassworks, produces luxury glass in small editions, and so far it seems to be holding up pretty well. But Josef Slunečko says they too are feeling the pinch of the current crisis and have to take certain measures.
Of course, we have to cut some costs for the next year to overcome this situation smoothly. On the other side, we are, let's say, on the wave of interest of our clients still, and our delivery ranges between 4 to 6, 7 months. It means, in this sense, it's favorable for Moser. On the other side, we have to increase our production capacity to satisfy our clients worldwide, and that's why we open new cutting workshop starting with 10, 12 cutters, planning 20 at the end.
Although their clients tend to be conservative and usually go for their traditional assortment, Josef Slunečko agrees that it is absolutely essential that the company encourages innovation in its products.
The son of the founder, Leo Moser, very closely worked with designers. It was in 20s, 30s last century. And nowadays we have more than 30 designers. We work with the youngest, middle-aged, let's say, designers, and let's say the old, I would say, guru of Czech glass design school like René Roubíček. The production is tailor-made. It means we are custom-oriented, and we produce according to the orders.
A valuable lesson there for the two plants of Bohemia Crystallex Trading, which are still afloat. Several investors have already shown an interest in buying them off. Whatever their future, it will entail big changes, since it's obvious that Czech glassmakers have to rethink their strategy in order to keep the tradition alive.